Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, we're so thrilled you're here today. Every single week, we have brand new listeners. If you are new to this podcast, our hope is to encourage you in just a few minutes every single weekday. And if you do find it helpful and encouraging, if you don't mind, would you consider telling a friend about it? We'd love to get this resource on as many devices as possible. Well, in Luke 24, we see this amazing encounter between Jesus and two unsuspecting disciples. This is just after the crucifixion. It's 3 days after the crucifixion. Jesus has actually risen from the dead, but these two disciples don't really understand that. They haven't grasped it. In fact, they're sort of downcast about the whole thing. They had hoped that Jesus was going to be a political ruler. They had hoped that he would overthrow Rome. They had hoped that he would sit on an earthly throne in Jerusalem that day. And yet it seemed like, at least from their perspective, it seemed like everything fell apart. It seemed like Rome won. It seemed like Rome did what they did to any other political revolt. They crucified Jesus. It seemed like hope was gone. And so just mere days after the crucifixion, even after hearing about the resurrection, they walked away with their heads down on a road to a town called Emmaus. Now, Emmaus is about 7 miles away from Jerusalem. Maybe they were going back to their hometown. Maybe they were going back to a past that seemed better than the present. We don't know exactly why they went there, but what we do know is while they were walking, this third person shows up, and they don't know, but it's Jesus. And Jesus asked them a great question. He says, "What are you talking about?" And so these two are shocked. "Haven't you heard? Don't you know what's been going on?" And Jesus asked that question, "What are you talking about?" And they begin basically to spill their guts. They start describing the things that they had hoped for. They start describing the things that had let them down. In essence, these two were actually disappointed in Jesus. And I think if we're all honest, there have been seasons in our life that we've been there. There have been things that we've prayed for. There have been things that we hoped for. There's been plenty of things that we had hoped would turn out differently, and yet they didn't. And I think even if we didn't voice it that way, there's something inside of us that was disappointed with Jesus and how he didn't show up how we expected. And what's so interesting in this passage, and I think is so amazing to me, is that Jesus is actually walking with two of his followers while they're walking away from him. Get that? He's walking with people that are walking away from him. He doesn't feel threatened by them. He doesn't go off on them. He actually cares about what they're talking about. He cares about what's going on in their heart. He cares about what they are disappointed in. And what Jesus ends up doing is, in the moment of despair, in the moment of discouragement, he changes the conversation. If you have a chance to read it today, read Luke chapter 24. What Jesus begins to do is he reminds them of what Scripture has said since the beginning of time about the Messiah. He reminds them of all the things that must occur, and he makes the connection. Didn't you know the Messiah would have to suffer? Didn't you know that these things are actually in alignment with the Messiah you had hoped for? And then he pretends to keep going further, and they invite him to hang out with them a bit longer, and he has a meal with them, and he breaks the bread with them. And after he leaves, they look at each other, and they say, "Didn't our hearts burn? Didn't our hearts burn when we heard him speak?" In other words, they resonated with the truth of Scripture that Jesus was quoting to them. And one of the things I find fascinating is Jesus doesn't answer every question they have. He doesn't answer every obstacle that's in their faith. He gives them just enough in that moment to be able to get back up and to walk with him. And the thing that started it all was him changing the conversation. So I want to encourage you today. It's so easy to be in this negative mindset of everything that's going wrong and focus on all the externals and everybody else. But what would happen if you and I decided today, as best we can in each of those moments, that God would use us to change the conversation, and instead of talking about everything and anything else, that we'd put the focus back on Jesus, the person of Jesus, the work of Jesus, the gift of Jesus, that we would be people that would change the conversation and focus on Jesus today. Man, I hope you have a fantastic day today. If there's something that really is weighing on your heart that we can join you in praying for, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.